Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Do I look as flushed as I feel?
You look very red in the face.
Well, yeah. Al, now you have just fallen into a trap.
I mean,
I've been living with a woman for many years now, and I will not be got by that kind of shit.
No, there was a real question. Hello and welcome to Chatterbox.
I don't care. There's a real question or not. I'm not going down. I'm not going down for it. I'm not going to die for some other man's crime.
JBC, do you like my haircut?
That's a trick. A haircut. That's a trick. Your face is, you are more flushed than I've ever seen you.
Yeah, I feel like I might have a fever. I did take a COVID test right before this because I'm not feeling so great, and it was negative. But look at my face. I look like I'm on fire from the inside.
Now, Aaron, did you take, when you said you took a COVID test, did you also take, like, I don't know, an ibuprofen or maybe like a medicine?
Nope, didn't.
Because the COVID test isn't really going to, it's not going to make you feel any better.
They don't put a little Tylenol in that swab?
They should.
They should.
Totally should. For as many people as take COVID tests, like the Brad was like, I'm feeling a little like, I don't know if it's allergies. I might take a COVID test. And I was like, well, you can, but why don't you wait till you have some like COVID symptoms before you take a COVID test? Like if you haven't done anything that maybe exposed you, like maybe don't take a COVID test immediately.
Now, Aaron, is there any chance that you entered a cherry pie eating contest and forgot?
Okay, I have done that before, so that's a fair question.
And that explains away the red?
Yeah, and I'm basically a flamingo, but instead of shrimp, I eat cherries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all that coming together slowly for me.
That could happen, yeah.
I might have the flu, and my throat hurts. But I'm happy to be here at this Chatterbox!
Pitbull worldwide.
Thank you, Casey.
Oh, thank you.
Did you guys get flu shots this year?
I did not.
I have mine scheduled for the same time where I get my booster. I've been having a hard time getting a booster appointment here in Southern California. They have like these weird windows, but I'm going next week, and it's going to be great. I'm going to get a flu shot, get a booster.
Yeah, and I did the flu shot booster
at the same time.
I signed up for a booster, and I accidentally went to a high school booster club meeting. And I ended up having to donate $3,000 in order to support football team.
Yeah, well, now they can afford all those new footballs.
I signed up for a booster seat in a restaurant so that I could eat at the table with my daddy and look into his eyes.
And you have a narrow ass, famously.
So I'm going to grab some Tylenol, but I don't want the recording to stop. I want everyone to time me. I want everyone to time you two talk.
I'd prefer we stop.
This is a peek behind the curtain because it's a foot away.
I know this is Chatterbox 9, but we're not that starved for content. We can leave.
No.
We can leave.
See, look, I believe in you. Be funny.
Wow, her last words were "be funny."
That was the last words of the guy who had a heart attack while reviewing B movie as well.
And he was denied. Well, to be fair, I've never seen B-Movie.
I haven't either, but you know what I have watched? Have you seen the video of B-Movie? But every time I think they say the word B, it's sped up double speed.
Oh, and it's like compounding? Like it's...
Yeah, it's like a 13-minute video, but it's the entire movie B-Movie. But every time the word B is said, it speeds up at double speed. Doubles That's every time. Yeah.
Incredible. Do you remember how many times they say B? It must be.
Oh, it's a lot. In the hundreds. Well, it's a, I don't know, it's like a 90-minute movie and it's a 13-minute video. So I think you have to do the math on that. How fast they get into it.
And now you guys can see my fever go down.
I hope so. Yeah, we hope so. We certainly hope so.
Aaron, we definitely heard you rummaging around in your fridge.
That was not, well, okay. It was the fridge. It was the fridge and the cabinet.
Yes, and I thought I was going to make pretty good time, but then I grabbed a LaCroix that was crazy. The LaCroix had exploded and the bottom wasn't a real bottom. And so I wouldn't have been able to put it down. And it would have been useless. I'll show it to you later.
What is, if you could have influence over LaCroix, what would be the flavor you desire most that they do not have?
I'd love for you to name a flavor and be like, they have all flavors.
Limoncello? I think they have it. And I think it's the worst one.
Do they have cherry LaCroix? Have I ever seen a cherry LaCroix?
Oh, good call. That might be a glaring omission.
I'm sure they have like a cherry lime something, or you know, they have probably like a cherry mix in flavor, but I don't know if they have like a straight up cherry. Maybe because it would be too tart.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go the opposite direction of tart, and I'm gonna say brown sugar. I want a brown sugar LaCroix.
Weird.
And I want it only available on certain holidays. Nutmeg or brown sugar, either one of those I'd be content with.
Eggnog LaCroix, because nothing matters anymore.
It's so thick.
I know that Polar has a cranberry lime, but I could take a cranberry lime LaCroix. I feel like that would be pretty delicious.
Cranberry doesn't do it for me. Too tart. What the?
But with the... You don't mean it.
I do like the cran. I like a cran lime. Cran lime is a good flavor. I think I'd rather have that than just straight up lime or straight up cran.
Have you ever seen how cranberries are grown, or how they grow in
a bog?
It's insane.
On the water.
It is insane.
Hold on, JPC. Did you say crayon? Are you having crayon flavor?
Cranberries.
Crayola? Crayon berries.
What am I drinking? Cranberries.
Are you melting crayons and drinking them?
My grandma.
Time to text Mariah again.
Uh-oh. No, don't tell her. She'll immediately go looking for her crayons. And they are long gone.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.